nobility in life is knowing the Lord and walking in His way. The most glorious pursuit of mankind is walking in God's image and likeness. It is our utmost desire that you will be richly blessed as you listen to this message from Living Scroll Ministry, aka Eat the Bible Network. For more life-transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
It's beautiful to come before Him. There's something about staying with God. When I do personal retreat, I have a lot of encounter. You stay many hours with Him. Stay alone or stay as we are doing here. Great thing. That's why I know that God has come to do us good. Thank God for that great message on foundation. I know that it's not something that we can finish explaining. But we'll give God glory. For men and women that will have a concrete foundation. Because that is where it starts. Our foundation has helped us. Our foundation. You know, when we see some things in the younger generation, we get exasperated. Because there are some things they are not told. Or there are something they didn't get right. Something about laying the right foundation. Foundation for a great character. Foundation for a great ministry. Foundation for power. Foundation that allow a man to take the world for real. Not just cheap talk, but for real. So we thank God for that message on foundation. God will help us to continue to reconstruct and recalibrate our foundation, to continue to fine tune and from there build to where God wants us to be. God is still dealing with us. So by the way, we are living here in the afternoon. We know that the hand of God, and when God is speaking, you listen carefully. I think it was Mammy that was leading the prayer, brought it out. You get the voice of God in that thunder, like that. You know what He's telling you, because that's the transformation. You know, this word is for me. This word is for me. And when you catch that word, it becomes your prayer point. Is it not? The revelation becomes the prayer point. What God shows you becomes your focus and becomes your prayer point. God can give you a word that you pray for 6 months. On that one word. When we start approaching the things of God like that, then we have more solid men and women in the kingdom. He give you a word, you dwell on sometimes for years. When Martin Luther had the joy shall live by his faith, he stood by it. He stood by that word. He prayed that word. Prayed it, stood by it. Until that singular line brought reformation, scattered the papal authority and their stranglehold on the church in the mid 16th century, around that period. And we saw the way the man brought a revolution, because he had that word well, got it clearly, and with that word he waged war against satanic oppression. And he came out victorious. May you hear your own word. May it sink. May it revolutionize you enough for you to revolutionize the world. May it change you enough to become an agent of change. May it flow in you enough for others to start benefiting from it. May you consume it enough to distribute it to others. May you manufacture it enough to export it in the name of Jesus Christ. You will hear your word and hear it well, because God is speaking. Speak to me, Lord, is one of the strong prayer points you can have. When the voice of God comes, says like a hammer that breaks the rock into pieces. It's not my word like a hammer, Jeremiah 23. It's not my word like hammer. It's not my word like fire. know sometimes people run away from the hammer of the world. I love the hammer of the world. We grew up like that in the spirit. Hammer us with the word. You shake people with the true word of God that lives, the ever living word you cannot escape. It sinks in and it lives with the person for 1 year, 2 years. You could see the thing is still alive in you. That's what we ought to achieve when we minister. That's what we ought to achieve so that people are truly changed. Amen. Brass for gold. Let's take on that. Brass for gold. Brass for gold. I believe God will help me and help us to understand and appropriate this reality as we wait on Him. You must understand the generation you live in. God taught me something, not just only generational sin, you know, something that happened from generation to generation, but generation sin. That is an error that is common among a particular generation. If you don't study it well, you will not know that the place you are in, the times you are in, the mishap of that generation, so you extricate yourself from it. Are you hearing me? You must know the foibles and mistakes of your generation so that you deliberately avoid it. Are you hearing me? Isaiah was told by God in Isaiah 8, he said, God laid hand and told me, don't walk in the ways of these people. Don't follow their step. Sanctify the Lord of hosts. Let him be your fear and dread. I want you to be different. Don't look at them. We're easily caught up. When young people are growing, they are caught up with what other young people are doing. They are easily captured by the crowd. They don't know how to follow the crowd. They don't even know how to go against the crowd. They don't know. We must walk with God enough to go against the crowd when it is necessary. Are you hearing me? You can go against your family members. What if your family members are not walking in truth? Your brother is lying. Your sister is lying. Your parents have joined them. Your village have joined them. You know they are all lying. What will you do? Somebody say, join them. No. Turn against them and go against all of them. They'll be screaming. When they finish screaming, when God finish confirming you, all of them will line up behind you. That's the kind of people God wants. Not your people that follow the bandwagon of what's happening. I'm saying it as I lay foundation for what I want to say. Don't be caught up with the mistake of your generation. Don't be caught up with every other thing anybody is doing. You must sit down and hear what God is telling you and execute it well. Some people are easily negatively influenced. One grace God helped me with, I bless him, is not to be negatively influenced by people. People are easily negatively influenced. You should be positively influenced, but not negatively influenced. You should be content to stand alone for God if need be. Are you hearing me? For those of us who come to see God here, it's expected that when we leave, we should go and be different for those who did not seek God. If we have gone to hear His word, then we should act that word that we are hearing. Our generation may not agree immediately, but they will see the truth in what we are saying. So the man who has heard God as a matter of necessity must be different. If it's to be true to what God is telling him. Are you hearing me? Some people lost their message with time because they never sat down to hear that message from God well. They lost it with time. They don't know what to say again. They lost, even native doctor don't lose what the gods are telling him. Go and meet him, they'll be saying the same thing. Go and meet him, you see, he say, he will try to prove what those spirits are doing. The day he misses it, those spirits will kill him. Are you hearing me? Talk more of us who have come to God to follow him. Brass for gold. You know, brass, they say, is an alloy of copper and zinc. It's an alloy of copper and zinc. No, some of us, many of us have seen brass. They use it for so many things. You know? And I don't need to tell you, you know what gold is. At least when you see one, you may identify it. But one thing you know about gold cannot be compared with brass, or brass cannot be compared with gold. Gold is 1,000 times more, what more than brass, is it not? A piece of gold, when you get a brass of the same quantity, you may need 1,000 of that brass to get that gold, is it not? Gold obviously is more scarce than copper. Copper seems to be more common. And if you look around, seeing copper is easier than gold. When you're dealing with gold, you are dealing with the brightest. You are dealing with what is superior. You are dealing with what is the best. I'm sure you have statements like "go for gold" in a competition. When they play at a tournament or competition, usually the first person is given gold, is it not? Then silver, then what? Bronze. You know, bronze and brass, even Bible, sometimes they interchange it. Because bronze is an alloy of copper and tin. Why? Brass is an alloy of copper, you know, and some other, whatever. But bronze usually is of tin. But why copper is of zinc? So bronze and copper sometimes, they look alike. So the first one is giving gold medal, because, and that's what everybody will wish they have. Some have silver. We've seen footballers collecting silver and crying. All of them are crying. Have you seen it? When they thought they should have won, they are weeping because they wanted to take the gold. They believe they should take it, let alone those that are in third place. Is it not? Collecting brass and bronze. God is a God of gold. He always won the best. He won what is the highest of standard. Highest of standard, that's the way God operates. He wants his children to go for gold consistently all the time. That's why in Psalm, he shall give you the finest of the wheat. Going for gold is God's desire for your life. He wants you to have the highest quality of consecration, highest brand of obedience. He wants that gold dimension. He doesn't want brass. We're going to read the Bible and see how some people love gold and are now going for brass. And to now worsen it in this generation, they made it to look. They're trying to convince, you know, brass and gold could have the same color. You know, we have gold of different kind of color. It's possible in the spirit of imitation to see brass and make it look as if like gold. You know, we have some gold that looks silver color. They're even bright, you know, gold, white gold, all those gold, and whatever they call it. They can look alike, but no matter what we say, it's still not gold. A man tells a woman, "Baby, I love you." Maybe she takes him too seriously. You know, the way he said he loved me, she did not understand that "I love you" is not deep enough. A little problem, it will just break your heart. Say, "The way I'm looking at you, you will destroy a person. You go keep person." Bam, he goes. No qualms. That is what you said, you love me. No. You mistook that love, that brass. You thought it was gold. You thought it was gold. Another man goes to another woman, "I love you." And no matter what happens, his arm stuck with you. I told you the story of a man who told a woman, after she rocked life, lost her womb and came to church, no womb. Hysterectomy, we call it in medicine, abdominal hysterectomy. They've removed the womb. A brother came, "I want to marry you." The lady said, "Go away. I'm a sister, but go." He didn't know. She doesn't have womb. I think I told you this before. Go. He insisted on coming. The lady said, please just go. He go. He continued. Of course, The elder got to hear about it. I think they called them, and after one or two days, the girl opened up. I don't have a womb again. Some brothers, as soon as they hear that, they say, sorry, that when you were speaking to me, I was not listening well. I will humble myself and submit. I wish you all the best in life. It's not that I don't love you, but you understand, my mother cannot stand me not having children. You understand this kind of thing, sister? God bless you. But one thing I'm sure, we will meet in heaven. I'm sure of that one. I'm sure of that one. If my mansion is near your own, no problem. Is it not? The brother continued. The girl said, you mean after all this, you are saying, come and say, I'll see Marie. People warned him. He was going. Even when the panel to do the traditional, the girl was saying, can you still go? I don't want you to start suffering pain. He continued. Do you know that that's how he continued, that God has shown him? Married her. Married her. That love is gold. That's gold. That's not brass. That's gold. I want you to understand what I'm saying. That's gold. God being faithful. After a while, you know, this throw up vomit. They went to say, what's wrong with you? Are you sick? You're just throwing up. After they went, they saw she was pregnant. How? How? Later on, ultrasound was done. Twins! Twins! Those beautiful twins came out. Those beautiful, you see how God won? You see how he won? Those twins came out. They came out. That brother broke the, he broke, he loved her to the end. That love was gold. It was real. It's gold. It's not brass. That's the highest form. That's the real thing. That's what God honored him and gave. Only God knows how many more children they've had now. Because the while it happened. I've not been able to follow to know how many more. I'm sure more children. The womb is there so they can get many more. That's gold. That's gold. And we are looking at brass for gold because this generation have messed up. In substituting brass for gold. Instead of gold, they have put brass. To now what's in matter, they are deceiving us to think that that is gold. Many have been deceived, thinking it's gold. Second Chronicles. Let's go there. Second Chronicles chapter 12. I'm sure you know the way Solomon built that great temple. He spent billions and billions of dollars. If we're going to convert it to our current day, whatever, to build that magnificent, fearful temple. A temple that even, somebody said, when we get to heaven, we'll walk on gold. In that temple, you walk on gold. Solomon built that temple in a very fearful way. But something happened. Chapter 12 of 2 Chronicles. We see clearly what was said. Let's read verse 9. So Shishak, king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem, took away the treasures of the house of the Lord, and the treasures of the king's house, he took all. He carried away the shield of gold which Solomon had made, instead of which King Rehoboam made shield of brass. Instead, in substituting or replacing those gold, so Rehoboam could not meet up with that Solomonic standard. But he had to make the shield anyway. So he brought brass and committed them to the hands of the chief of the guard. And kept kept the entrance of the king's house. Instead of which King Rehoboam made what? Brass. If you know, they are the same shape. It is still a shield, so they will have the same shape. Is it not? When you look at them, they may look like the same color. I'm sure they will try to imitate it as much as they did. It will occupy the same space. But the material is brass. Are you hearing me? The material is brass. Certainly not gold. Rehoboam could not maintain that standard. Yet, he couldn't afford to allow the room where they kept those shields to be empty. So, he instead made shield of brass. What Solomon will spend, let's say, $1 million to do, he may just spend 20,000 naira and get the same. Is it not? He get the same. In our country where we have maybe imitation, you can see if you go to market to buy some kind of, see something that is made the same way. So my brethren in the East do a lot of that. You could make that shoe the same. You see a shoe you are supposed to buy 40,000. They are selling it to you 4,500 naira. I know there's a problem there. 40,000 naira shoe is now 4,500. Something is wrong. The same shape, looking the same color. The red made in Canada. Abamedo, made in Canada. Look, wear that shoe. Wear it. After 2 weeks, the shoe will just open. It will tell you the stuff is made of. But go and buy original, you see nothing happen to it. The stuff is made of is where the difference comes from. I'm just giving you an analogy of what we are trying to see this morning. So that we will not fall into the same trap. Rehoboam made shield of brass instead of gold. And that is what we are seeing today. Too much brass is beginning to replace gold without our knowing. But we want you to be careful so that you don't fall into the same trap. So that you make sure you maintain that gold standard. Are you hearing me? You maintain that gold standard which many people cannot maintain. Maintain that gold standard. To be a pastor, people run quickly to theological school. Run quickly to seminary. After that seminary, they will just come out. By the time you know it, it appears with a collar. Reverend A. The man has never been tried by God. He just went and wore a title and wore uniform. We call him man of God, but he doesn't have the consecration of a man of God. We call him man of God, but he doesn't sound like one. He doesn't sound like somebody who talks with God. Something is not right. Brass is taking place for gold. If you want, test him. Carry gun, enter church. I give you 2 minutes. I'm going to shoot you now. Are you ready to stand for Jesus? I shoot you. I say, don't worry, I'm done. You just carry his Bible and go. That's why you see brass. You see brass. You see that brass has taken place for gold. You see, you know, sometimes you need to go extra mile to know which one is brass and gold. People who sell gold, I know they have a way of testing. They do it very well. So some of them have different way of, I don't know all the detail of how they test, but they can test it. So there is a way to find out. I told you the other time on how we had a bomb explosion in Israel, in one church in Sabongiri. When the bomb exploded that day, 2012, I told you, it was in one Catholic church, it exploded, not inside actually, thank God, God saved them. But there was one church that was not too far from the place. I don't know how far. The pastor was there when the bomb, it's not in his church. Actually, I'm a bomb. Those of you that have had bomb, if bomb sound here, you hear it miles. The man threw up the mic, threw it into the air, and dived the window. Jumped the window and left his congregation there. He ran faster than them. You see brass? You see brass? Yet he's looking like gold. The way he's shouting, the word of the Lord is about him. That is brass, it's not gold. We need to find out. That's brass. If you are not courageous, you're not supposed to be preaching on the altar. You have no business leading people. We're messing things up. I'm showing you. Rehoboam could not admit, I can no longer meet that standard. Rather, he met the mere one we have in imitation. You see the imitation there. It's not just gold. But God knows which one is gold. He knows which one is gold. He understands goldy consecration. He understands goldy decision, decision that are godlike. He understands certain things. When he truly meets the gold standard, he knows it well. So you must be careful not to allow brass to take the place of gold. I've seen people, one time I was leading prayer in the church where I served, very long ago, 96, 22 years ago. I lead prayer, people are praying. Over time, God just showed me something. I just saw that some people were in the prayer room. God showed me the way they were rolling their tongue. Did you not lead? I speak with the tongue of men. I do not have love. I mean what? Maybe we need to read it. Corinthians. Let's read Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 13. I saw before my eyes that speaking in tongues have been substituted for what? Rolling the tongue. No. The one that when you are speaking, your mind, you leave church. I've always told women that their mind will go and be cooking soup, cooking up a lot of soup in the house. Why would I take children to school today? He's praying in tongues. So his mind is already taking people from school. See, your mind don't enter. Start thinking about that thing that your husband told you don't like last week. You spend 1 hour thinking, yet your tongue, that is brass. How can a demon move at that tongue? They know it is empty. Even if you are speaking it, are you not feeling guilty? People have come to me, my tongue is very dry. He didn't say he doesn't have tongue, but he admitted it's dry. So I had to devise a new method of praying that people's tongues should become wet. Are you hearing me? Let the fire of God come back into that tongue. Because real tongue, demons move when you're speaking it. If it's coming, they move back because there is fire that is tormenting them. Now 1 Corinthians 13. I know you know that verse. Let's read it. Because God was inevitably warning us against brass. 13. And here, funny enough, he's even talking about almost the real tongue in a way. Speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity and become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Sounding brass or tinkling cymbal. Maybe one day you can see the word brass there. Sounding brass or tinkling cymbals. That is what we have. Shantalaba. That's why you see some women very rebellious to their husband. They can be speaking in tongues. Labalaba shakarabalaba. The man will come and say, Connie, can you cook for me? Get where's my food? I'm not going to cook. Don't you have hands? As soon as she's finishing, Shamala Kabata, Shigereboto, don't call my name again. Shiribelo, Shirebelo. How do you mix rebellion and tongues together? I don't know. There's something brass about what you are doing. It's not real. If you are in touch with God, you will repent immediately. There's a way you behave. That thing you are doing is not, you have, it's no longer tongue. Because you know how the thing sounds. You know it goes robo-robo-robo. So you are not doing robo-robo-robo. But the spirit is quiet. It is not involved. Because tongue, anything is right. If somebody says laka-laka-la, is it not right? If he says su-su-su-su, is it not right? Because of that, people are covering up. That's why Baba Bile had to say that Tommy tongue is chewing gum. See, the thing is that because what people have done, yeah, tongues is deadly. In my name, they will speak with new tongues. When you are entering and interpreting this realm, Satan takes the back seat. The tongue in the New Testament is bloody if it's done well. But Paul was noticing that brass was coming. That's why he said it sounds like tinkling cymbal, like shouting brass. No impact. No impact. He's like a man pouring his seed into a woman, but there is no spermatozoa. It's just one of those seminal fluids. All the sperms are dead. He thinks he wants to get her pregnant. He's not really putting the real thing in her. But the thing still comes out. That fluid, slimy fluid, he still comes out. He thinks it's spermatozoa. He doesn't know that. Go and do analysis. All the sperms are gone. Are you hearing me? A thought is doing the real thing. That's why people say no impact. Why is he not? He didn't know he has substituted gold for brass. Gold, one touch. As long as the woman don't have problem, she can take it. One blow, seven die. Are you hearing me? But because it's brass, he cannot achieve. May you not sound like a tinkling cymbal. That's not your portion in Jesus' name. May you not speak words that are empty. May you not do things that don't carry the potency of God and the power of the Most High. May you not substitute brass for gold. Revelation 3. May you not. Let's go to Revelation chapter 3 and see clearly. From verse 1, see, the Bible is complete. And God is calling on us. There is a clarion call because this generation has done so much of it. I was in a church in those days where we did one or two things for God and something years ago. I see the way some of them were talking about love. And a guy would just see a lady, oh sister, I love you. Me that I'm more spiritual than them, I don't talk like that. Is it that these people have somehow started loving more than me? Is it that they mean that I'm doing the real love of God? When I studied clearly, I saw that erotic love has taken the place of agape love. I saw it clearly. The way he hold the sister, the next thing was start hearing, they are going towards the room. I love you, sister. Is it the love of God, the love of woman? Which one you danger? I started seeing clearly. Then I saw that brass was taking the place of gold. I saw that brass. We don't know how to do all those things. When we say we love, our love is real. We are committed. When I said I'll be coming for eat the Bible, I've never seen me miss it. I'm not without humility. I've never miss it. I don't miss it. Except when the thing gets... But up to today, never. Because when I say I'll come, I know what I meant by that. I don't blame anybody for missing. No, I'm not blaming anyone. But let me tell you, that's the truth. That means that statement was heavy and is real. Are you hearing me? I said, I see it. Over time, it becomes so obvious. You can train a parrot on how to say, hallelujah. Parrot will be saying it. Hallelujah. One day I saw about, is it five? How many birds that can talk? Talk. It's not only parody about some of them. I forgot the name of some of them. Talk. Parrot will say, hallelujah, hallelujah. You want to enter your house, the parrot look at you. I love you. I love you. Will you take it seriously? One of my doctor friends at university, when he was doing one course, one of our senior female doctor, when they went to the theater, I think he called him, the female doctor, I mean a consultant, was looking, oh, my, is it my sweetheart? But that's the way she talks. So he said, oh, I'm her sweetheart. He didn't take time, he saw her call another person my sweetheart. By the time she's calling everybody, she's like, oh my God, that sweetheart is not, it's just one of the... That's her own way of talking, is it not? That's the truth. Strictly speaking, it may not be a sweetheart to that level, is it not? But that's her language. Are you following me? People are fast substituting what is inferior for the real thing. What is inferior is giving way for what should have been superior. That's what we are seeing. Standards are being lowered. You have to be careful in your life not to lower standard. When you enter prayer room, it is standard to pray for long. It's also standard to pray deep. Deep prayers. You are praying and you are moved. You are praying, you are weeping. Your praying is inevitably moving angels. You could see that you have laid hold. God said concerning Moses, leave me alone, let me destroy these people. A human being has heard God. God is now begging for the human being to release him. He said, Moses, just allow me. That means Moses has grabbed him for real. Moses has hindered God for real. He said, Moses, just let me alone. Let me alone. Moses said, I will not. And God agreed with Moses. It says in the Bible, Moses said, repent. We read it before. Repent of this evil. God said, okay, for your sake, I just have to, I have no choice. I know you will leave me alone. That's how somebody grieved God. That's how real it is. You see, fake things. Years ago, we were inundated with a story of, I think in the 90s, of a man who woke up one morning, garment, white garment wielding man, or white garment wielding lunatic. You know, I'm not saying that, it's him himself, but I'm not saying anybody, everybody in white garment, please. He came. He said, Daniel entered the lion's den. Daniel entered the lion's den. I'm going to enter lion's den. Daniel entered. They showed it on television. Daniel entered lion's den. I think it has happened. They were holding this man. The man saw him enter lion's den. And then he jumped into the lion's den. The lion used him for lunch and cut part of the meat for dinner. Are you hearing me? But Daniel, who went the gold way, many lions, their mouth shut up. What you are doing is brass. What Daniel did is gold. Are you hearing me? That thing you are having is not as real as Daniel's own. What you are doing is brass. Daniel's own is gold. That's the real thing. That's why Bible call it den of lions. The lions were many. Some people argue, is it lions den or den of lions? At least it's plural. Many lions. Many lions were ready. They took him. Boom. The lion looked at him and he sat down. They couldn't do anything. Lion Daniel slept with them. He slept. Four lions, five, slept in their midst. Came out unscathed. Unruffled. That's gold. That's gold. That's gold consecration. That's gold authentic revelation. That's the real thing. As soon as they brought him and threw those idiots into that place, read the Bible. Them and all their families. The lion mastered them in the air. They are not in the ground. The animal jumped and crushed their bones in the air. Lion gold. You think when David was challenging Goliath, he was joking, a small boy shall remove your head. Some people will finish saying the day of battle, they'll just run away. I'm not going, I don't give up. How can I go and fight this big man? They will just develop cold feet and run. David faced him. When Goliath saw David, he said, am I a dog? You come to me with a rope? See this foolish boy. See more boy, 17-year-old. Me that the whole armies of Israel. The Bible said Goliath went to him. Read Bible. David ran towards him. That's gold boldness. He was not pretending when he said, I'll remove your head and give it to the vulture. That is biblical authentic boldness. That is the real thing that produced the real result. That is gold. That was not an imitation. That was not brass. Daniel rose up. David. When he came close, David ran towards him. And hear this. David told him, I'll cut off your head. Never came with a spear, is it not? Yet he told him, I'll cut off your head. He was looking at Goliath's spear. Now your own sword I go use to cut off your head. That is more humiliating. If you're a soldier, you go back to barrack and don't return with your gun, they'll court martial you. They say, where were you? You mean they collected your gun? You're a soldier, they will just put in that room, because that's an insult. That even your gun was collected. David told him, I'll collect your gun. Only stone, rolled it angrily and sank it into his head. The man fell like a pack of cats. The little boy jumped on him and cut off. And that's gold. That's gold. That's the real thing. That's not brass. Those that imitate will end up seeing that destiny. That's why, ask yourself, this thing, is it real? People read Bible and they don't get real revelation. Said the Bible said 365 times is written, fear not. Okay, I encourage you and say, fear not. As you're saying, fear not, fear, just your life is full of fear. You know, if problem come, I heard that black men, they even used to run fast before they ask what is happening. Some people can even be in this retreat, God forbid, and somebody crack a joke and start running. They may leave me here and start running towards that door. Oh, what did they have here? You know, the Bible says we should not fear. Men live, he that lives to fly, run away, we live to fight another day. Wisdom is profitable to direct. They begin to quote the scripture upside down. Wisdom is profitable to direct. So let all be directed at the right place. Because this year, no one does that. You see, you're not really bold. Brass. Yet you kyphos. You act as though that grandiosity will allow you to see the truth. We must call brass, and do away with brass and bring the real thing. We must call brass, and not allow it to take the place of gold. We must understand that Rehoboamic mistake must be thrown out of our lives. It must be thrown away. It must be thrown away from our lives. We must see that clearly. So that you reflect gold anywhere you go. Somebody troubling your office too much. You know, God has many sides. You tell him, you see, in this office, you will leave. I will pray you out of this office. The guy think he's joking until he gets a sack letter. That means you made good your threat. I'm not saying you should go and do it. If you tell somebody you will pray, say, I will teach you a lesson. By the time they know, they will sack you instead. You have challenged a power you cannot handle. And the Lord will say, God, but I try. Have you not heard people that say they went to village? They want to uproot all these gods that people are worshipping, family gods. Let's go and remove it. They go home, they carry the Bible, remove all the gods. People are serving idol. They kill the idol, remove what has been there for 300 years. Remove everything. Nonsense. All of the power of the Lord is here. They think it's anyhow. The native doctor be saying, why this boy. This boy don't know what is this boy. Woman. Hey! They will arrange for him. When he's going back, his car will roll into the bush. Roll it, he will almost die. He will come out. These are things that happen. These gods. Why forget about it? They don't have any power. He doesn't know that they are following. I'm not exalting those deities. But you are just doing empty boldness. You are doing empty boldness. A friend of mine went to marry from a family that they worship Ifa. When he was returning from their introduction, whatever they said they did there, because some of you know who I'm talking about. When he returned, his car was assaulted from the road. Went out. The next time, the day we did that wedding, he had to return by flight. So that he will not give room again. About this, if our people come. But there is no power in Ifa. Who is Ifa? Ifa is nothing. But when we are talking, we know where we are coming from. Are you hearing me? We will kill them, kill their priests, scatter them. What's Ifa? You understand? But before we are saying this, we know that some things are genuine. It's not just empty talk. It's not empty talk. We know it. I've been praying for a woman recently. They held her sister after that prayer. Prayer was so hot. When she slept in that room, in a dream, some spirits appear. Why did you go and lose what we tied? Why do you take what we tied to that man to go and lose it? Don't you know that we are afraid of him? I said, I like that testimony. Don't you know? They told her, don't you know that we are afraid of him? So they are testifying. You see why I beat them out very fast. They told her we are afraid of him. Why did you go to him? That was the first time I'm hearing that. We are afraid of him. Why do you go to him? Listen to me. Don't be bringing things that are inferior and be pretending as if it's the real thing. Don't be like Rehoboam. Judge your life well. That prayer you are praying, I hope you are connecting well. All the prayer you are praying, you forget that you are praying. Many things are disturbing you until you can't even pray again. You know, the same Daniel, when they made the law, anybody that shouts any other God will be thrown to the lions there. Will many Christians afford to open their window? Maybe when they test you, you understand. Can they open their window again? Daniel opened his window like usual. Pray three times or so a day, like usual. That means he had told himself, make you not come with all the madness you know. My consecration will not change. It's real. That what led to the Dion's den encounter that we are talking about up to today. But there are many people doing Bible study in church. When you test them, they fail immediately. Yeah, they are studying Bible. No revelation knowledge. In school of ministry, I define revelation knowledge as what? The word of God, meditating on it, so that the life, that the unveiling of God's word in our hearts and mind, so that the life and power of that word may be made available to us. So that we come into contact with the life and power in that scripture. That's revelation knowledge. Or else you will be heaping your head with head knowledge that does not have life. You know, the Bible said that word of God I speak to you, dear what? Spirit and what? So if you have not touched the life, you did not read that verse. If the life in that verse is not opened and it simmers down your spirit, that verse remains dead. You know it, but it's dead. Head knowledge is brass. Revelation knowledge is gold. Head knowledge is brass. Revelation knowledge is gold. Understanding the English of that verse is brass. Should I shock you? Understanding the Greek and the Hebrew therein. Pirion, Torion, Quarion, all of them. Even may I bring out Greek when it becomes necessary. But God help you. You are just doing study of Greek, study of Hebrew. Look at devil, cast it out. Yet you know the Greek meaning of devil and what it means to cast out devil and where Jesus was when he said it. The one that's not even the Bible, you know. Okay, Mr. Man, look at the devil, cast it out now. The man cannot cast anything. I said, this one are for you people. Oh, our own have to explain them. I don't try my best. Give me my coke, let me go and sleep. The rest of demon make una go, that would understand what did happen. And this one, a man is operating brass, no gold. He's operating, that's no gold. When some of us left the hospital for real and declared full time, some would think after a while he will run back. Is it not? When hunger, why are they go run back? We never run back till date. That means it was real. Never run back till the children are increasing, the challenges are increasing everywhere. We'll never run back till date. Revelation 3. Let's read. Brass for gold. It's not your portion. In case you have done it, bring back the gold there. Bring back the gold. And unto the angel in Sardis write, this thing said he that had seven spirits of God. He said, I knew thy works. Thou hast a name that thou livest and are dead. You can see it. You have a name that you are alive but you are dead. That means the impression people have about you is not real. They thought you are very strong. They don't know you are weak. They thought you are bold. They don't know you are not bold. One small boy, when we used to be very small kids, used to act bold. He came from Lagos then. So he had this Lagos, whoa, Yoruba, that way, the way they talk sometimes. This Lagos kind of intimidation. When small children are passing, I'll be afraid. I stay in one corner of my own. He'll be shouting, hey! One day, one of them turned on him. By the time I know, he hit him on the floor. I said, this guy is very weak. All this shout is doing, no. It became obvious to me. That was brass. That was not gold. That was brass. You have a name, you are living, but you are dead. So you can give a church a very sweet name that suggests that it's all of God who say, but is saying you are dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things that remain that are ready to die. So some things are already dead. We have some things that are going through the dying process. I have not found I walk perfect before God. Remember the Abba, how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come to thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know the hour will come. Repent is a strengthen what remains. When where you are falling, repent. Go back and bring the gold back to place. Go back. Don't just do evangelism because people are forcing you. It's time for church evangelism. They force you. You do evangelism with your heart. When others have gone home, you are still preaching. Sometimes you don't mind staying overnight in people's house so that you can preach to them. The thing is real, it's coming from the heart. You are ready to make all the sacrifice that come with world evangelization. You are broken into the real thing. That one, you know, gold is more costly. So to walk in this gold realm means more cost. But that is the real thing. So we must wake up and see that dimension. Strengthen what is remained. He told him that some things are already dying. Dying suggests that brass is beginning to take the place of gold. Stop and remove the brass and start bringing back gold. Let fear keep in for true boldness. Keep way for true boldness. Let fickle consecration give way for a dimensional consecration that does not turn back at any. Let the real head knowledge give way for revelation knowledge. Let pretense give way for authentic obedience. Let submission be real. We will do it in marriage. I've told people, and I always say, marriage vow is being polluted even in church. We are too quick. We are going to do a wedding next week. You know, thank God I've canceled the couple well and we'll do it. But I told them this, some of this truth. Because the vow be messed up in this and that. Everybody get their own structure and they're saying it. The couple quickly say, declare husband and wife. Standing on the way, declare good. Everybody's screaming. That vow they make, are they serious about it? Is it real? The woman said, to submit to you, and surrender myself to you, till death will part, to follow you, to honor, you know, depending on the way your own is constructed. But in marriage, some of them don't meet that standard. The man who said, stand up, the woman said, no, don't repeat it again. Okay, now that I've refused to stand up, what can you do? Man of God, let's see what you can do. What will you do? What will you do? How can we stand up? What on the vow you made? Which vow? The one you made, are you keeping to it? you're a suspect. You understand? Are you keeping to your own vow? If you call my name again, if you call my name, you see what I'll do to you. One of the vow you made. So those things are brassy consecration. It's just the noise of people who hurriedly want to start having sex. Listen to me. The reality is that there is gold. There is the real thing. That's why I counsel you. Always say what you mean. Talk from your heart. And don't be playing with words. Speak from your heart. And don't just play with words. Be genuine and real all the time. Speak from your heart. Don't just play with words. Mean what you say and say what you mean. Let it be real. The man too, after his own, you start seeing them, of course. Church are not supposed to start talking about maybe faith fidelity. Look, everybody in church are supposed to be very faithful. But sometimes it's not like that. Little thing happen here and there. That's the truth. But the man has said he will do this, but it's not real. Ask him, he said, I'm flesh and blood. I'm flesh and blood, but you are saying what spirit should be saying. You would have said you are flesh and blood and not take that vow. How can flesh and blood say, I will never cheat on you, I will whatever. I'm flesh and blood now. Okay, since it's spirits that say it, leave spirit to do it. And leave what is for spirit. And don't go and pretend to be a spirit. Even though you claim to be one. Let's understand that we settle down for reality. Luke chapter 21. Luke 21. You see verse 2 to 4. You see that wonderful story of this woman? I know you know the story well. I want to read it. He saw also a certain poor widow casting in did her two mites. He said, of a truth, I say unto you, this poor widow has cast in more than they all. This poor widow has cast in more than they all. For all this have of their abundance cast in unto the offerings of God. But she of her what? Penury has cast in all the living that she had. Had cast in all the living that she had. She has cast in everything. This woman gave 100%. Jesus commended her. That was gold. Some people out of their billions, millions, brought 10,000, 5,000. The woman gave him just 2 mites, a fragment. But that was gold. It attracted Jesus because that was the best form. That's the highest value. He saw her heart and Jesus justified. I'm sure she's in heaven today. And that thing she did is a reflection of how she sees God. Are you hearing me? She gave in her best. So she outran all of them. Her own was gold. Some people did a lot of brass work there. So many brass. But this woman gave gold. Oh, that we take the heart of this woman and stop celebrating widow's mite. You know that's a celebration in church, you know? Let me just bring my widow's mite. We will use it forever. All of us use it. I'm not saying it's wrong. But we abuse it. We abuse it. You are doing church building. A man that has seen millions will say, you know, just take my widow's mite. It's 2,000 naira. I'll do better. But it's just my widow's mite. He has used that word so that he will identify with the Bible. That's the loss is 2K. He has used that word so that he looks very spiritual. He has connected with this woman. He's nowhere near her. He has brought brass and is calling it gold. Let's take the heart of this poor widow. A heart that is totally surrendered. A heart that gave up all. That is the heart Jesus was commending. More than the physical stuff. That is what we should emulate. We should look at. That's the real goal. That's it. And that's it. Let's not brew Rehoboam's pattern. Come, why did Rehoboam bring brass? The answer is straightforward. He doesn't have the money. Are you understanding me? He couldn't afford what Solomon had. You know, some people cannot afford some people's consecration. But they like reading about them. Should I advise you? Please don't just read Daniel if you cannot come a little close to his consecration. What are you reading him for? And what are you preaching him for? The Bible is not just designed to be like that. Every revelation God gives you has implication on your life. There is responsibility in that revelation. Are you hearing me? Let's understand that well. So that as God is, you know, the more God opens your eyes, the more you fall into some kind of positive trouble. I hope you know, the more you fall into some positive troubles. Let's understand it and make sure we bring the gold. Now, if we go to the book of Joel chapter 2. Joel 2:13. Rend your heart. Let's go there and see clearly. Because God, when He speaks excellently. Joel chapter 2. You see the way God talks. Joel 2:13. The scripture is clear. It states clearly, rend your heart and not your garments. Is it not clear? Rend your heart and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God. Look at that word, your heart and not your garment. You know, in those days, when people mourn, they want to repent. They go and tear their garments. Tear their clothes. Lie before God. Oh God, I'm sorry. Some people started doing it with the whole of their heart. With time, brass came in. With time, it became just physical drama. Make-believe Nigerian movie. Somebody who is not really sorry will just tear his clothes and fall down. Why the real remorse and penitence is not there? So God told them, rend your heart and not your garments alone. That's what he meant. He was more interested in tearing of their hearts than just the physical garment. That scripture suggests that brass is fast substituting gold. That's the meaning. Turn unto the Lord your God. And he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness. And repent him of evil, that is, God is ready. Who knoweth if he will return and repent and leave a blessing behind. Even a meat offering and drink offering unto the Lord. Verse 15. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast. Call a solemn assembly. I've gone to places where they are doing solemn assembly. As soon as everybody should be solemn, people will just start, oh Lord, we are solemn. We are sorry and we are solemn. We are sorry, oh Lord, and we are solemn. He has not made any decision to change. It's just empty rhetorics. No decision for radical repentance. I say we are sorry and we are solemn. That family is fighting with another family in church. They are looking at themselves from distance. We are sorry and we are solemn. We don't look at you with one eye. Oh Lord. Let me see your family near my family. We are sorry and we are solemn. Oh Jesus. Let me catch your daughter in our house again. We are sorry. Oh, we are doing solemn. That's what we are saying. Stand up. Go to that family and embrace them in the church. A woman's child killed another child, we are told the other day, happened somewhere in international sea. And they sentenced the other woman's child to death. And we are about to execute him. I think when they wanted to do the execution, what even happened? The other woman was looking, of course she'd be happy, yes. Let them kill your child. You killed my own child. But when she saw the way that woman was crying, she ran and embraced her and forgave her. I don't know whether that judgment was reversed. She cried with her and gave up. Let them not kill your child because they killed my child. You see the real thing? You stand up from that Osea, go to that family, reconcile inside the church. Exchange vows. All your family go to that family for lunch that day. Two of you should go out, go to ShopRite, go and have picnic. Break the ice, break the wall. But solemn assembly is not followed sometimes with that. Now, they said in verse 16, gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children and those that suck the beast, the bride. Let the bridegroom, I love that, go forth of his chamber. And the bride out of her closet. Let the honeymoon stop. Two of them should come out. They should go out. Let the priests and the ministers weep. Between the porch and the altar. Let them say, spare thy people, O God. O Lord, give not thy heritage to reproach. That the heathen should reign rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their God? Verse 18, see God's response. Then will the Lord be jealous for the land and pity his people. Then will the Lord be jealous for his land and pity his people. Then the Lord will be jealous and pity his people. When you begin to do things in a gold way, you begin to move heaven authentically. You begin to move God authentically when you are doing the gold way. You begin to move God out. Then the Lord will be jealous. Then you would have steered God. Then the Lord will be jealous. You move God authentically. If your demand for greater power is real, if you are ready to handle it as God wants. Then God say, you are making a point, my son. Here am I. When you go to pray and you pray properly, you see the way God come down. My daughter, what do you want? I've heard you. What do you want? You could see heaven responding. I've known this thing, I'm telling you, over and over. You could see them coming. All of a sudden, angels are reacting because they are seeing God. They are seeing the best form. They are seeing, they say, this one is not, it's not a question of price. This is the standard of God. This is God. I'm coming. And that's it. That's it. I've experienced praying for people with love, and I saw God turn their testimony because the prayer was real. The prayer was real. We've seen God deliver them and deliver them because the prayer was prayed with love. So God said, okay, since you can pray with this level of love, let me change. When I prayed for the other day, they drove everybody from school, only him in that group. Only him, the prayer was offered. God was so holy that God came down and made the school not to touch him. Why? There was a heart with which. Do you want to heal the sick? Don't pray casually for them. You have a headache, receive it. Go. The headache will still be looking at you. Who will you be? You are telling me to go. I don't go. Do your worst. Go, headache, go. Stomach, whatever, go. You know what in that summer pain is seeing, apart from shouting Jesus, this guy is not as concerned. He has not released his heart well. He's just doing it had he been his own child, the way, you know, when you see a woman pray for her daughter, God, you see the emotion. But somebody comes with good sword to be praying for sick, you see them crying. They are crying. You see the dead body begin to raise up. That's deep. They are weeping and people are jumping out of hospital bed. See, it is the God that makes it work. We finished church one day, one of our daughter cried out in pain. I like that girl's commitment. They brought her to the office. Daddy, she was screaming on the floor. I looked at her. I said, what? Daddy, the thing was turning. Jumped up with a heart of love and started to pray for her. Started to pray. Come on, as the prayer instantly, the thing just ran from her. She recovered. You could see the way the thing left her. That was a wonderful miracle because of the way it was attacked. Another one of our deaconess came the other day, almost dead, lie down in the office shouting they were coming to kill her head. And they've killed people in their home. I mean, the house she came from, so much. I saw her almost dying in my hand. I said, no. You could see her collapse. Jumped up and started that kind of prayer with the whole of the heart. Prayer took her in them. Prayer took time. After that cry, that woman survived. I saw her come out. Those spirits appear. That's another testimony. Came. Why did you go and see that man? Why did you go there? They were angry with her. They appear to her. What about six of them? Why did you go? Why did you go and see him? They came. That means what we did affected those spirits. They testified. They testified to it. Gospel to me is with the whole of my heart. Ministry to me is a matter of life and death. Following Jesus is blood. It has gone beyond. It's no whether whatever. We must wake up and let's understand God and present God before God. Present it because heaven will always stand up when they see God. They must answer your prayer. They may not. They must answer. Angels are mobilized when they see God dimension. They are moved. You see them moving. Tell yourself, I don't want brass. I will always reorder. He says, strengthen the things that are dying. Ezekiel 3. Strengthen the things that are dying. You are as real when people are looking at you as when they are not. Ezekiel. You are as real. Ezekiel, the book of Ezekiel. Because God must come and brush, judge yourself, look critically on your life. Where is brass still hanging somewhere? Brass is mediocrity. Brass is what does not fit up to the standard. Where is it hanging? When we came into medical school years ago, the lecturer would say, people are welcome. Don't worry. As you come to 200 level, we will know who is who. Finish your 100 level and come in. We will pass you people through fire and see whether you will. By the time they are done, a result came out in that 200 level. That when you have started your preclinical as well. I think in my set, 49 people were withdrawn. Pow! You are advised to leave the faculty. They advised you, but not by force. You are advised. That means to them, you are brass. You couldn't stand it. Now when they hear their brass, to them, I saw people, forget about myself, I watch people from 100, the way they finish. Man, some of them, very small girl. This girl, when she read like this, they can read for 20 hours. You see the way they went through and came out as doctors. I said, so that thing you are doing is not small, you know, it's real. But there are some that we are promising that didn't survive. Are you hearing me? Because everybody must be tested. So that the real thing comes, the gold comes out. So that we can distinguish. Understand that well. Ezekiel 3:11. Let's read. Brass you go. Let the gold. Let what is superior. Let it come. 3:11. Go get thee to them of the captivity, all the children of thy people. Speak them and tell them, thus saith the Lord God. Whether they will hear or whether they will forbear. Sorry. Let's go to Ezra. The book of Ezra. And see clearly. Ezra chapter 3. Let's go to Ezra. Ezra 3:11. They sang together by course in praising and giving thanks unto the Lord because he is good and for his mercies endureth forever towards Israel. And all the people shouted with a great shout. They shouted with a great shout. When they praised the Lord because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. As Noah was talking about foundation. The foundation was laid again after they destroyed the temple. The foundation was laid again. 12. Most of you will know these scriptures. Many of the priests and the Levites and the chief of the fathers who were ancient men that had seen the first house. The first house was made of gold. The older men that had a perfect perspective. When the foundation of this house was laid before their eyes, they wept with a loud voice. They were crying. Oh, they were weeping because they saw gold and they are now seeing brass. The standard has been lowered. Those old men were weeping. Look at it with a loud voice. In a lamentable voice, they cried out. And many shouted aloud for joy. Those shouting were the young men who don't know what gold is. Verse 13, the people could not discern between the noise of the shout of joy and the noise of the weeping of the people. For the people shouted with a loud shout and the noise was heard afar off. Verse 11, they said the people shouted with great shout. Yet, verse 12, said the old men wept. When the same thing was happening, the old man saw brass. You know the danger of this generation? We don't know how to identify gold. Yes. That's why the young men were screaming. The old man knew the difference. The old man knew the difference. They were able to identify gold. Listen to me. It's high time you started frowning at brass. It's high time you frown. I don't like love that does not last forever. I don't like marriages that stop and they say their love has ended. I don't like it. I prefer everlasting love. When you read the Bible, you see everlasting joy. You see everlasting love. Heaven is in our joy, bliss throughout. That it has been tested, and the stuff is made of gold. Let us understand it well. Frown at brass. Some people will go for night vigil. You are not seeing the impact in their lives. So some people say, how do people pray all these night vigils? Is he walking? The more you are praying, the more you are confused. Because the person is not really praying. He went for night vigil, just sat on the chair, told God one or two things, slept a little bit, wake up, started thinking about his life, then rolled his tongue for another 15 minutes. Soon it was 6 a.m. He just carried his Bible like one dangerous man of God and started going back. He was defeated in the prayer room. What is your series? Not victory, it's defeat that came out. You know the people that sleep inside prayer room and something start pressing them there. As I was just praying, I just said, they're sleeping. Then something came and pressed me inside the prayer room. They didn't press me. I just shouted, Baba Mio. Then they didn't left me. Then when I wake up, I covered it with the blood. I covered it. Then when I'm done, okay, I just thank Jesus. Amen. I carry the Bible. Night vigil has ended. You did not know it's not prayer he went to do. He went to choke. He went to joke. He went for a walk. He went to sleep. He went to rest in the presence of God. Are you hearing me? I've done night vigil with so many people for so many years and I've seen it. I remember what we did in the 90s. Our pastor was a pastor ahead of us. We came for that night vigil. We were so ready. Pastor, no, they ready. Started the prayer. He tried to pray. It was not working. He said, I try. It didn't flow. Come and see young guy. The way we were just, the man was just saying, what is this? We taught him a lesson in that vigil. We taught him. He saw the real thing. Al-Kabar. He saw the real thing. He saw the roaring of lions. He saw. Up to today, he gives me a lot of honor. He saw the real thing. It's not brass. If you are joking with ministry, I won't joke with ministry. If you can't even pray for your people, I can't be like that. If you can't even cry for them. You know, some pastors don't cry for their sheep. They pray, no much prayer. Church is run like a business society, village meeting. Is it not? When pastor is done, he's gone. He doesn't pray for members until next week, Sunday, come back again. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! I don't know who you are deceiving. Amen! No, they pray for members. You are not connected. You say you are shepherding them. Jesus is about to return. You go here and wait. You know what God gives you people to lead? Do you know what it means? Do you know God will hold you responsible? Maybe you do not know. If you know, you'll buckle up. You'll buckle up and get time and sit down for the real thing. One man of God, I'm not fancying his style. He used to stay in front of church to knock everybody that is late. If you are late to church, you're knocking. No, even if you're married, my woman. Okay. His brother will come, he will go and follow another door. He will go and block him there. Oh. I'm telling you, man of God, why are you knocking them? He said, God said, I'll take him. I'm accountable for them. So let me better stand. Discipline is the one. He will stand in front of church, knocking everybody that's entering church. You may look at his style as being quiet, but at least he's a little conscious of what it means to be called a pastor. You know what it means to shepherd people? It's not a joke. You are not joking with the lives of people. But when it comes to your children, you are very serious with them. The way you take them to school, yeah, people, God's people, anyhow. Have you not seen people in church, not just at pastor level, members, who come late irrationally to church, anything done anyhow, but when they want to go to their business center, you see them serious. In a school of ministry, a lady came late one day, said, if it was lecture you are going for, or you are going for exam, will you come late? She said, no. Yeah. But this one you can shelter in any time. If they say exam is 7 a.m, students are already there. Everybody is ready to write exam. If the lecture say we have shifted it to 5:30 a.m., 4 a.m., everybody is there. Is it not? But when it comes to God, anything is done anyhow. You can never be found in that in Jesus' name. Gradually, I'm winding up. Malachi 1. We are not going to take brass for gold. We will not substitute what is inferior for what is superior. We want the real thing all the time. We want the real thing all the time. If you are going to go, let it be gold. Let it be gold. My soul, for first God for me. One of my sons that professed great love for me is always ready to do the way he's connected to my family. One day after waiting for God to give him a car for many years, one day he got a car. Even me, he said, now that you have gotten this car, enjoy it. A guy called me. He said he's going to give the car to me. And he continued trekking. Of course, he almost instantly didn't take time. God gave him another car, gave him a great house. He called me again. Another car. He said, when this one comes, I'll still give it to you. I said, this guy is wonderful. Matured man of God. He's not a small boy, I'm over 40. He's been with God since. When he came to us and my wife took in, he took her clothes, was washing it. What some other younger people will not do. He tried. There are many things he has done that showed me that what he tells me is not a joke. It's not everything I can say on earth. But the truth is that I showed that depth. I showed that depth in him. Malachi 1:14. In serving God, God operates in gold. Gold represents the brightest form. I'm sure you have known this verse. Let's read it again. Cursed be the deceiver, Malachi 1:14, which hath in his flock a male, and voweth and sacrificeth unto God, the Lord a corrupting. I am the great king, said the Lord of hosts. My name is dreadful among the hidden. My name is dreadful. He said he had in his store, you know, a flock, a maid, and sacrifice unto God a corrupting. There's somebody I know, anytime he give you something, you need to check it well. If it's watch, he will give you the one that is not working. are you hearing me? He said he has a very fat maid, but is sacrificing a corrupt. This scripture, go and meditate on it. Because that's what happened in the church. He has kept the gold and he has brought the brass to God. He has kept the gold and he's giving God brass. He has substituted brass. God said, use a very harsh word. Curse. It's terrible. We don't want to stress that so that it doesn't appear somehow. But that's it. May you not keep gold and be giving God brass. What makes it work is when you give God gold. Some people, thank God here we read the Bible well, I love that. But some people don't read the Bible even. Bible reading is when they are tired in the night. They finish the day's work, they are about sleeping, they open their Bible by their bedside. They just read. Thank God people have demystified it here with the way you go through the Bible twice a year. They just read. After one line, they just doze off. When they wake up in the morning, they start rushing like these Lagos people. It's going to work 4 a.m. So they rush. And they don't read the Bible during the day. So Bible reading and study is given for the time that they are weak. Is it a sin to find a time you have all your strength and settle down and study the Bible well? Is it wrong if you bring the gold aspect of your time to understand the Bible? God said, give me brass and cup. Many people are doing that. They keep, but that is not your portion in Jesus' name. I see you present gold to God. I see you give God the best. Not just only material things, your heart, time, everything. God, I see you be a man that deals in God, spiritually speaking. You deal in it every day. Your relationship with God is gold in dimension. You speak to God, you see gold in your speech. Brass is out of your life. You are real. You give God the best form. You are not wanting to maintain the top standard. You want to get it right. You are man who will not bring bronze for gold. That's Malachi 1:14. May you wake up. And let me tell you, as I read the last two verses, I will begin to pray. God walks. When you are praying as if God is not hearing you, when it becomes gold, it walks. I was praying on the mountain one time. I had not married. Bring the wife. Since any lady, I said, you say no. I mean, I can't marry without God confirmation. No. No, no, no. Okay. Bring her. Daddy, we wanted to start the church fully. We wanted a place to meet, one or two things. I was praying. God was happy with my prayer. And the way I was praying on the mountain, he told me, she leave that mountain. Go to your house. He told me what I should empty from the house. Precious things. I ran down. Hurriedly went and packed all those things. That day I made sure I called whom to him, whom it may concern. And I moved everything out of that house. After then, we got where we are going to kickstart. It didn't take time. My wife sauntered in like one of those who came for fellowship. What me and God discussed was resolved. If God pretends he's not hearing you, present gold to him and he will jack from his throne and say, what do you want? May God give you this spiritual understanding. Some families say there are problems that cannot be solved. That family don't know how to present gold to God. Gold is not just only material things, but say no. That could be part. I'm talking about there is something they have not offered up to God. I told God, in as much as people want children, if you know my wife will give birth to a child that won't serve God, let her be barren. Cost myself. Somebody that is not serious can't pray that prayer. Because your wife not going to give taking again. No. People who never pray that prayer, they look for a child. You go carry, complicate your life, tie your life with one kind of prayer. You know people that you never see. You come carry prayer, go and scatter your life. Let her not give birth. Paul, baby came. Four of them have come. Come out! All of them are inevitably. When we did the enemy ceremony of the first one, I read the Bible up. I have no business. They must follow God. Something, see, it was so real to me. I know people that married the same time with me or before me, they are looking for child. Men of God, they are looking for child up to today. Maybe I should better be in their committee. You understand? When you present gold to God, things begin to work. What God is looking for is gold. You show it, heaven is moved. You have given him the whole of your heart, that is gold. You have given him total obedience, that is gold. You have offered the best to him, that is gold. You want to steal heaven? Heaven is not a place. I told one of my sons, you are coming before God and you are playing with God. You carry God in a joke. Telling God things, you know you don't mean it. Telling God, you know, you carry that joke. Do it for me, I understand. When you carry him, go altar of God. When you go to God, move him. And I kept crying for child. As if she was wasting her time. Well, give me baby, give me baby, give me baby. God kept looking at her. One day she adjusted and gave God gold. What was it? Give me a child and I will give him back to you. Boom, the womb God opens the womb. When God is presented, barrenness takes the back door. Are you hearing me? That's how it works in the spirit realm. That's how it works. I want us to finish. Matthew 19. You know the story of the rich young ruler. But we have to still read it. Matthew 19. The story you are so familiar with. But the lesson thereof, you must get it well. Matthew 19. I read 16. This rich young ruler want to serve God. You know, behold, Matthew 19, 16. One came to you, good master, what good thing should I do to have eternal life? He wanted something Jesus had. Jesus said to him, why callest thou me good? Okay, let's go to 18. He said unto him, which Jesus said, thou shalt do no murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not be a false witness, honor thy father and thy mother, thou shalt love thy neighbor and thyself. The young man said unto him, all these things have I kept from my youth. So the man is a dangerous man. What lack I yet? All these things he did were good, but they were not good enough. They were good. They were not good enough. Have you not seen ladies that are virgin? They've tried. No man has touched them yet. But tell me, she's virgin. Jesus wants you to go here. Say, I may not be able to go. She has succeeded in being a virgin. But when you enter the male, she fails. You see where that her virginity no carry weight again. Another lady that is not a virgin is now ready to yield her heart. Well, may God give us understanding. Because that's how this man was. The young man, verse 20, said unto him, all these things have I kept from my word, while Jesus said unto him, if thou be perfect, that's gold. If you want gold, if you are ready to present gold to me, go and say, Lord, that you have given me poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. When the young man had a say, he went sorrowful. He went away sorrowful. He had great possession. The man wanted to enjoy Abraham's blessing without Abraham's consecration. He wanted the eternal life Jesus had to offer, but he cannot give God eternal consecration. Jesus got him. And we saw clearly that this man cannot present gold. He wanted brass and was rejected. He went away sorrowful. He went away sorrowful because he was brass. We have to stop. Acts 5, last verse. You know the story of Ananias and Sapphira? Acts 5, 1 to 5. Even if I don't read it, Peter asked them, when you sold it, was it not much that you got? Even if I don't read all, let me look at one, two line. Verse 2. And kept back part of the price with his wife, being privy to it. Verse 3. Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled thy heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and keep back part of the price of the land? Why it remained, was it not thy own? After it was so, was it not thy own? Verse 5. Ananias, after hearing this word, fell down. His wife too came later, fell down. Ananias could not stand the consecration of the church. He could not stand it. He could not stand it. He wanted brass. He wanted to bring half and keep the rest. But God didn't allow him to pollute others. Others presented gold. Ananias brought brass. Now many people don't know why the church goes down. Because too much brass is being offered. You can see that exceptional brother, exceptional. Ideally, every Christian in church, we don't have equal strength, but at least everyone should be yielded to God. It's time for brass to give way. Ananias could not present gold. Let's stand to our feet. Gold is costly. You hear gold rich watch, 5 million. 10 million, yes, gold. It can successfully buy a very great Jeep. But you see another watch, the same size, it can give you for 5,600. Gold is costly. I want us to begin to pray to God. Take away brass from my life. I want to give you gold. Take away brass in my worship of God. And let gold take his place. I'll give you some few minutes to talk to God. Let gold in everything I do. I will not substitute gold with brass. I will not substitute gold with bronze. Some translations said bronze in that Second Chronicles. I told you it's almost the same with brass. Because it's still a combination of copper. I'll go back on here. I will not substitute bronze with gold or bronze with gold. Take away every brassy attitude, brassy givings, brassy. I take away no shield of brass. I will put by the original gold. The original gold is shield. I want you to pray that prayer. Give you some 1-3 minutes. Pray. Take away brass. I'll carry you. I want you to judge yourself. Judge yourself with all your heart. And pray, God help me. Maleke Bosilia. Wepotomalia leke musia. I petomalia balakataria. Ya petomono bosia. Wepotondole ebelium. Marca batumia. Wepotondole emele teke. Aibabele emele curia lalele. Wepotomalia le balunia lalele. Ashabata malia lalele. Agabodolo, you see a man that have 10 houses in the city. Go around Nigeria, you see 10. Yeah, they cannot give any missionary money to go and do the work of God. Yet he say he loved Jesus dearly. He loved Jesus dearly. He loved Jesus dearly. Take away brass. Lord, I want to be a man of gold. I want to be a woman of gold. I will always give you gold. Gold is my life. Gold is the best form. Gold is the highest form. Gold is the one that has the highest value. Gold is high quality. Quality consecration. Quality obedience. Quality giving. Gold. Take me to your chambers.
www.livingscrollministry.com
on your part.